B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
12 o'clock, I listen to 97.5 Fanatic WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, where Beasley Media Group Station. All right, take a hold on. We're going to write back your calls and out all the frauds. But let's take a look at a little bit of a peek from Carson.
Just from a technical standpoint, I think you can do better. I mean, honestly, I was just really frustrated. Anytime we turn the ball over, I'm frustrated about it. But given the situation, really putting the defense in a bad spot there, I was not too happy. But I can definitely learn from it. And you know, like I said, when I'm moving in the pocket, you keep two hands on the ball.
Have you done like a cut up of super fumbles and kind of look for common themes and that kind of thing?
Not really. I mean, the biggest theme is obviously just two hands in the pocket. You know, like I said, other ones are case by case, you know, miscommunication with guys. Sometimes different things happen, but, you know, the ones that I can control, I pretty much know what I need to do.
Carson, this offseason we spoke about how you went out and were a little worse to kind of improve or just work on relationships and get to know guys outside. Do you feel like, because in light of all the injuries and all the new faces coming in and out, that we're starting to see a little bit of the fruits of that labor? Because
I think that's just that's how it should be, honestly, is spending time with your teammates and your brothers and getting to know them, you know, on and off the field. And so you could say that, you know, the fruits of that labor are coming to fruition here. But at the same time, that's how it should be. You know, that's how I should never change. And that should always be my mindset, to just really get to know both sides of the ball, get to know your teammates. And that's something that I love, and I know a lot of these guys love, is just the whole locker room environment and just getting to know your teammates and guys from all over the place, and the brotherhood and the bond that you share.
Can you give an example of maybe, like, let's say, for instance, Greg, or maybe you have a relationship with him, maybe, like, spending some time with him outside of football or just in the locker room, whatever, has benefited on the field, putting you guys on the field?
Not one specifically, necessarily, but just, you know, just getting – you asked about Greg. So, Greg specifically, I mean, just over the years, just getting to know him off the field and spending time with him this summer, you know, having the guys down and – the summer workouts and not just, you know, working out on the field, but hanging out, playing games and just chilling. I think that goes a long way with just building that trust and that relationship that really comes to life, you know, late in games when guys have to rely on each other.
To that point, Carson, how do you feel like your leadership role has maybe increased, if I know, over the last two games because of the necessity of guys like Elton, guys like
Nelson? Yeah, I think that's probably been really the culture around here since I've been here, is because guys do go down, leaders got to step up. You know, leaders got to step up and make sure everyone's coming along and everyone's excited and prepared as they should be, and still instilling belief in the guys around them. And you know, I think that just kind of comes with the territory, and I think I've seen a lot of guys doing a really good job of that. You could probably say that. I mean, it's definitely a big game. We know the situation. Like I said, we know what's going on, and you know, at the same time, we're treating it as another game, but we're aware of everything. And like I said, we're real excited. And for one, I'm real excited that we're at home. You know, I know these fans are going to show up and be loud, and yeah, I can't wait till Sunday afternoon.
Hey, Carson, how is the team against divisional goals? So obviously, you guys know each other well. Has it been helpful to maybe have some new faces to maybe throw a different look here and there in some way?
That's hard to say. It's hard to say. But what I can say is the guys that have been out there have done a great job of stepping up, you know, and like you said, we both, all these teams, you know, offensively, defensively, we know each other so well, and guys being able to step up and make the plays, you know, when they have, that's definitely helped us tremendously.
How much did you kind of crave this kind of moment during the 2 years where you were hurt late in the season, you know, to have a must-win kind of game for the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about it. Yeah, like you said, the last couple of years didn't end the way I wanted to personally, obviously being hurt and everything. So I'm excited to just be playing here in December and with what's at stake and to be out there with my guys. I'm excited for it.
Why has the two hands thing been difficult? Was it different in college? Was there not as much traffic? Or is it a balance thing? Do you try to, you
know? Yeah, it's a balance. I mean, like I said, every situation is different. I mean, a lot of times I'm ready to throw the ball, you know, so it's kind of If I knew I was taking off to run, if I was a little faster, maybe I'd do that a little more, and I'd tuck it away, and we'd be all, you know, better off. But, yeah, I think a lot of it's just because I'm always looking to throw the ball, and so I can clean those things up.
Do you think that you would be tucking it away a little bit more? You see quarterbacks like Josh Allen making having success on against him? Do you think your ability
can be a factor? I think mobility can be a factor every game. Honestly, I think, you know, each week it kind of just plays it out as it may. You know, we're not out here scheming up quarterback runs and all those things, but when I need to take off, you know, I will. I'm not afraid to, but I'm always of the mindset that I'm going to try and get the ball to my playmakers. You know, whether, if I'm extending a play, I'm going to try and find them down the field because they're a lot better in the space than I am.
Of course, the league said any difference from the Rams Cowboy defense last time you saw them. I don't know, last game against the Rams was an indication. Anything that's different from Dallas defense?
Not really. You know, that's one thing that the Dallas has done really consistently this year, and even going back to last year, is they don't change a lot. You know, they'll throw some wrinkles in, they'll do some different things, but they line up and they play ball. You know, and they do it really well. They do it. You know, they're very sound, and they play fast. So they're well coached, and we got our work cut out. But we're excited for the challenge.
Carson, the way you guys have switched up tempo at various times, especially the last 2 weeks, what kind of effect has that had on your defense?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think the theory is that, it often simplifies defenses. And for one, they have to show their hand, you know. And so we can, you know, if we see something, we can change play and do different things. And sometimes we're going so fast, it doesn't matter, you know. And so I think just that tempo is something that coach does a really good job of, you know, calling the plays and you know, getting them in fast for us. But, you know, guys also enjoy it because, you know, you're not thinking as much and you're just playing fast and going, and guys enjoy it, and we've had some success with it.
I feel like you've been better. You kind of look at, you guys have had a lot of time with these guys, obviously. And, well, I'm sure you'd like to have a quick strike. But do you see the time between drives being a good thing, you know, against the Cowboys just because of their offense and everything, keep them off the field?
Yeah, I mean, ball control it's a big part of our offense every week, you know, especially against, you know, obviously the Cowboys. But every week, that's something that we pride ourselves on, staying on the field. Like you said, you know, maybe we've been missing some big plays and explosive touchdowns, but ball control and converting third downs and just moving the chains, that's really been our recipe for success this year, and that's not going to change this week.
Do you feel like you've done a better job with your aggressiveness when you do scramble or there are off-schedule type plays? Because you haven't got hurt, or do you, all that stuff is just fluky?
As far as injuries go, I think that's been fluky for the most part. Obviously, there's things you can control and how I can protect myself, but I feel like I've done a pretty good job of that for the most part. But yeah, like we've always talked about in here, you know, it's towing the fine line of, you know, being aggressive and then counting your losses sometimes. And so I feel like, you know, overall that we've done a pretty good job.
Has that made a concerted effort with that, or do you feel like that's a natural progression?
I'd say it was a concerted effort, especially my, you know, my rookie year, and then just kind of every year, just continuing to learn and grow, and it's kind of become a natural thing.
As a Baltimore fan, you've been asked about extending plays, running more, and fumbling less. Do you kind of view like it's hard to do one without the other?
I mean, you know, sometimes it's, but at the same time, those are all things that I personally, I can do better. You know, I know I want to be able to make every play, you know, when you're in those situations and pick up the first down and not put the ball in harm's way. And so to some extent, yes, it is kind of, you know, speaking out both sides of your mouth. But at the same time, for me personally, I know that I can clean up those things and be better.
Carson, going back to Greg, how much do you admire his drag?
Yeah.
Way the last week, I've played 6 times on and off the practice squad.
Yeah, I mean, I admire the heck out of him. I've been thoroughly impressed with him as a man and as a player since he got here. You know, hats off to the Eagles for sticking with him and just keep, you know, bringing him along. And but I've been impressed with who he is and his character and just how hard he's worked, not just in season but every off season, and how hard he and how badly he wants to be great and play. And for him to get that moment, I know it was probably emotional for him, but I was so stinking proud of the kid.
You know, when you roll out the QBR as third highest, so when you're on the move, you're passing well. A, why is that true? B, would you like to see more design rollouts out of that?
Like we talk about kind of every week, you know, the designed, you know, movement plays and all of that. It's kind of week by week, kind of dependent upon, you know, how defenses are playing us and everything. And the first part of that question, I think guys just do a really good job of getting open, you know, and creating plays. And, you know, I think, you know, the O-line keeps blocking and I'm able to extend. And like I said, guys just do a great job of getting open. And we've worked those drills so many times, going back even to April, that it becomes second nature out there once I start scrambling around. Thank you, guys.
All right, here he is, Carson. And, you know, Carson comes across great. But he says all the right things. He talked about, I love that kid. And, you know, that's my fault. And I got to do, I need to make sure I hold on to the ball. I mean, every one of his answers are perfect. You agree?
Yeah. And somebody asked him if it was the biggest game of his career. And he said, hey, yeah, you could probably say that.
Yeah.
You know, he dropped the whole, we're trying to treat it as every other game. But he did say, we know what it's up at stake.
Yeah, he knows. He knows. I would love, it's in all of our best interest if he is able to have a big game on Sunday. It's a big one for him, for sure. All right, we'll come back in just a moment. And Kamu Grugier-Hill is out. His agent is now... His agent put out a statement about his injury.
He sent that to the Inquirer, Jeff McClain.
Yeah, so we'll give you that, and then we'll dive deeper, into the shoulder of Dak Prescott. Cooper Rush is the Cowboys' backup. Huh?
There's no way he's going to not play.
Agreed. However,
but you never know.
It is interesting to bring up. We'll talk about it, and you out your Cowboy fans next. All you guys, straight ahead from here on out. It is Cuz Radio with the Chunis. Guys, you still looking for another gift for your girlfriend, your wife? You got to get this one. This is the world's softest pajamas from our friends at Pajama Grant. Perfect. The world's softest pajamas, lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She's going to love the way they feel. The softness, the warmth, the comfort. You're going to love the way they look. Best of all, you don't have to wrap because every Pajama Grant includes free gift packaging. Delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by 100% lifetime guarantee. So you don't risk anything. Thousands of guys just like you have made their loved ones happy. Why? Because they're giving their loved ones the world's softest pajamas. You're going to love it. All right? You can do the same thing. But you got to get these amazing pajamas today. Normally, they sell out before Christmas. So hurry, hurry, hurry. You just got to do it simple. Go to pajamagram.com right now. Pajamagram.com and tell them Anthony sent.
97.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
A Fanatic.
Dexport Tunis, Jim from the Palm. Those clowns trying to set up painting Zach as Willis Reed if they win. That's a great text. Isn't that classic?
That is a classic text. I love Jim from the Palm.
Yeah, me too.
Very creative man.
He is. Next finger, shoulder. Oh, he got snubbed from the Pro Bowl.
Mikey Mack on Twitter also points out, and of course I couldn't hear the broadcast because I was doing post game, but apparently Troy Aikman brought up during the broadcast that Dak has a hairline fracture on the top of his right index finger and a sprained left wrist. Yeah. So it was also the left wrist, and now I had the shoulder injury.
What else does he have? Toe? He's got a thigh?
Probably.
Right?
Chris Collinsworth loves Dak's thighs.
I know.
It's awful, actually.
I know, it's true. It is bad. Chunis, what's the poll for today?
The poll, this came actually earlier after the Doug Peterson press conference, but we've been outing Cowboys fans, so yes. I wanted to hold off a little bit. But the question on the Twitter account, at 975middays, how do you feel when Doug Peterson says things like, quote, well, you didn't play, and quote, you're up there in the press box to the media. 52% say that stuff bothers me. 48% say, I love it. Go, Doug.
Really?
Yes. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, what? You guys can't handle it because you're in the media, too? Well, he's also kind of talking about fans, too. Am I wrong?
Yeah, honestly, I don't really care. It's just how he comes across.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You can say whatever you want. It's just the media is a conduit to the fan base. That's all. I mean, it's just how you sound. Yeah,
and the quote was, you're not on the field. So not only is the media not on the field, fans are also not
on the field. Listen, I mean, you can't. Doug has been snarky Doug this year.
Yes, he really has.
And, I find it unbecoming. Listen, I'm not going to go down the road. You brought it up. I respond and say my piece, and that's it. It's over with. Drop it. I don't care. Because I want to focus this week. To have a big game right before Christmas matters. It just does. And to have a big game against the Cowboys is a big deal. So I kind of want to just enjoy this thing. You know? Let's go to Matt. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
Hi. So I got this friend, and he's a Cowboys fan, but he's also a Sixers fan.
Yeah, he's a fraud. He can't be both.
Can't be both. He was born in Philly. He went to Dallas once, saw the stadium, and ever since, when he was 8 years old, he's been a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, again, I mean, we've talked ad nauseum about it, but it needs to be said over and over again that you can't root for the Sixers and the Cowboys because they're conflicting. There's conflict there. You're rooting against, say, Matt, you're from Wayne, right? Matt, you're an Eagles fan, correct?
Yep.
All right. We take it serious, Matt. If the Eagles lose, you're bummed out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's rooting against your well-being, your emotional health.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bad guy.
The worst part is we celebrated the Eagles' 2017 playoff run together. We went to every tailgate. We went to Broad Street. We celebrated. We celebrated for the Eagles, and he's still a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, what's his name?
Mm-hmm. Betrayal.
No, what's his name? Give me his name.
Oh, his name is Jake Bunting.
Jake Bunting?
Yes.
All right. Jake Bunting, you have been outed. You are an enemy of the state. Here you go, Matt. Enemy of the state. Jake Bunting. There was a famous Eagles linebacker named John Bunting. Back in the day, you did disgrace to the name. How about that?
How about that?
Chris in Pensauken, my man Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Want to give a shout out to Andrew. Congrats on your marriage.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
You're a good young man. And just remember one line my dad told me 27 years ago. It's cheaper to keep her. You know what I'm saying? And my prayers go out to that young man for the Flyers. Lit a candle today.
Yeah.
Passed my house. My kid goes to Catholic school. So, I got to tell you, there's a guy out there, Ant. First, Jimmy Schwartz, do not go in that single high safety. Do like 2-3 years ago when you bracketed Odell Beckham and we beat him that way.
Yep.
Let somebody else beat him. Don't let Cooper beat us.
I know.
I'll lose my mind if I see that single high safety. And it's a shame because it's cold out, right? It's a little cold. Andrew, you think it's a little chilly even though you love the cold? Tony Perez, that owns a restaurant, I won't name his restaurant, he's got to be freezing today because he brought his linens to do up my shop. And he had his cowboy hat on. I ate the $86 and I lost him. I said, get out. Get out. He goes, you're a bad business owner. I said, I don't care. Get out. And I loved every minute of it. My wife's listening. I don't care either, babe. No Cowboys fan here. Take it down the street. Take it down the street. And I have one more thing.
Wait. Real quick. Because you have a laundry facility.
Yeah, wash, fold, and dry. Like we
what's it called again?
It's called Ultra Stop Laundromat in Westmont, New Jersey.
All right, good. All right. You'll make it up.
Yeah.
In fact, you just did probably.
I got to tell you guys.
You know what I mean? Like, you did the right thing, and the right thing is Ultra, what's again?
Ultra Stop Laundromat.
There you go. In Westmont.
Yep, when I had that. Thank you so much. And
his name's Tony Perez?
Yeah. Of all people, right?
Right. He used to play for the Phillies after the Big Red Machine.
You get me in trouble all the time, Ant. So I'm leaving the house today. And my wife goes, listen, just don't get near them and be respectful. And then I listen to you, man. I can't even think of my wife. I'm being respectful. None of them come to my shop. I spend a lot of money here, man.
That's just right.
Get out.
That's it. Get out. I love it.
No, and real quick, the man that invented basketball today, you're going down in like Jimmy Buckets. Andrew! Play that song!
Yes! There you go, Chris. The Ultra. Westmont, New Jersey. That's awesome. I love Chris giving you a little play song. Andrew. Play the other song, Andrew. By the way, the poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating, Air Conditioning, Duct Cleaning. Who can keep your wife warm this winter? Cans can, with emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week and special financing on a new Trane heating and cooling system. If you need one, visit MarvinEcans.com. Casey in Maple Shade, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I know where they're going, the Christmas Bowl.
That was awesome, Case.
I mean, you guys were just playing it. I had to jam.
That's it, brother.
I don't know if you remember me. I'm the one I called in about a week or so ago. I gave you your sign. Remember 10 Eagle Lane?
Yes. Yes, I remember you.
My man. Well, listen, I got to out the worst kind of cowboy cockroach there is.
Who we got?
This kid is like my brother, all right? I've known him since we were kids, like 5 years old. But late 80s, early 90s, he had the Eagles starter jacket. Remember with the pouch?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, coincidence, I think you not. Mid-90s, he comes out with a Cowboys jacket.
And Are you kidding me?
Yes, and then when we all call him out on it, he won't even acknowledge that he used to be an Eagles fan. He swears he was never an Eagles fan. He used to wear Eagles jerseys.
And you knew he would wear the Eagles starter jacket, the green one. I know that jacket.
Yeah, he probably wore both in the same week. That's how quick he went from being an Eagles fan to a Cowboys fan. And
why did he do that?
Todd Polish, you have been outed on the radio.
What's his name again? Todd?
Todd Polish.
Todd Polish. Like shoe polish?
Yep.
It's not
spelled the same. P-A-L-U-S-H, I think.
All right. There you go. That's great.
He's like my brother, but
he's got to go.
You got to show him.
That's it. Todd Polish. You're out.
Yep.
Out. An enemy of the state.
Exactly.
Good man.
My man.
I like it. Way to represent. Hey, Casey. Yeah. You got to choose, Case. That's right.
Oh, man.
That's right. You got the tub of Goldenberg's peanut chews, serving fans delicious chewy chocolatey bite-sized pieces, little crunchy peanuts. So you hold on, Case.
All right, thank you.
All right, you got to choose. Are you ready, Tunis? Here's what we got. Scott Berger, Limerick, enemy of the state. Joe Luttman, Middlesex, New Jersey, enemy of the state. The Walker family, particularly Wendy Walker, West Philly, enemy of the state. And then the Northeast crew, Timmy Owa, John the Rehos, Ron Rehos, Dan Bigelli, the Bagel Man. Let's keep it going. Carly Turner from Mullica Hill.
How dare she?
Mario Saleo from South Philly. Jake Bunting. Tony Perez, Pensalkin. And then lastly, Todd Polish. You have been all outed enemies of the state.
That's a bad guy movie name, Todd Polish.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. That'll be the script.
By the way, there's more Dallas drama. I got to thank Brian Thomas for pointing this out. Did you see the story? It came out in the...
this is awesome. Wow.
It was this morning or late last night from the Dallas Morning News. Father of Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott charged after exotic cat attacks neighbor's dog in Ohio.
What? So he, what's he got? What's he got?
He has a
cheetah.
He's got a cat that can grow up to 25 pounds, and the cat apparently attacked its neighbor's dog, and he's facing, let's see, how many charges?
What's his name?
His name.
What's Papa Elliott's name?
Stacy Elliott, also known by Stacy El Muhammad.
And wait a second, he's got a cat.
A cat that's 25 pounds.
What is this cat?
I don't know, but...
What is it, a tiger?
A deputy had to shoot and kill the animal. It was so ferocious.
Wow, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh my God.
25, his father?
He faces...
Has a 25... Who has a 25-pound cat? What are those cats?
Zeke's dad faces 13 charges, including allowing a dangerous wild animal to escape and failure to report such an escape.
Lock his ass up! Lock him up!
So Zeke's dealing with with dad issues.
What is the cat? They have not...
Just says an exotic cat.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Oh, a wild African cat.
A wild African cat.
It was found roaming the streets of suburban Columbus. Zeke's father worked with Urban Meyer for a few years when Zeke was at Ohio State.
Yeah, well, go figure. He got a job that Urban gave him a job. You know, Urban's going to be coaching the Cowboys. You know that?
Yes.
An exotic African cat.
And they found out it was his because they had a microchip in the cat.
Wow, these cats are nasty.
Dude, 13 charges he's facing.
Wow, and lock him up. You ready? So this is the African cat. So it's indigenous to Africa and West and Central Asia. Oh my God, this thing looks nasty.
I got to be more respectful. That cat doesn't sound like this. That 25-pound cat.
Dude, this cat is crazy. The African wild cat. Look at this. The African wildcat.
Will this happen with any other team?
No.
No. Like, there's nobody's dad on the Cleveland Browns with an African wildcat.
What the hell is this? In Cyprus, an African wildcat was found at a burial site next to a human skeleton.
What?
So it's all right. The characteristics of this cat: his fur is light sandy gray, and two dark rings. I'm curious of this thing, and it's nasty. The African wildcat. When confronted, the African wildcat raises its hair to make it seem larger in order to intimidate its opponent. In the daytime, it usually hides in bushes, although sometimes active on dark, cloudy days. Or it hunts rats, mice, gerbils, hares and medium-sized birds and lizards.
And apparently the neighbor's dog.
In South Africa, it attacks antelope fawns. How about that? Pretty nasty. The African cat. And it's a Buckeye.
Yes.
You gotta be kidding me. This dude's crazy. This guy's got wild cats. His father. You got to do something with that, right? With Zeke coming in?
Yes.
His father going to jail?
We're going cat masks?
Yeah.
Dog masks?
Forget the dog mask. Go to cat mask, Pete. I got a problem. The other thing, too, is Do you trust, like, cat dudes?
I got a cat.
You got a dog though, too. Yeah. So the dog counteracts the fact that you have a cat. If you just had a cat.
If I had a cat before I had the dog, it was easier to take care of in college.
All right.
I just wanted a pet.
All right.
I taught him how to play fetch, though.
Did you really?
Yeah. The cat's more of a dog.
All right. Let's go to, where are we at? Let's go to Daniel. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Daniel.
How you doing?
What's up, Dan?
Not much. I want to throw a little wrinkle on your show here. So I'm born and raised Palm Springs, California.
Okay.
Diehard Eagles fan, though. It started about maybe 89, 90, the first time I seen Randall Cunningham play. And I'm not going to lie to you, I was a Rams fan. I was a kid, though. I was young. But I seen Cunningham play, and I'd never seen anything like that before. And, you know, it all started from then. So my question to you is, how do you guys feel about the Eagles fans that live outside of Philadelphia?
So So here's the deal. You like our team. So, you know, we obviously invite you on the bandwagon. Now, if I was in L.A. doing sports talk, local, I would think you're a fraud. But I'm in L.A. I'm in Philadelphia. The Eagles are our team. So you like our squad. Right. So you're part of the family.
Anytime they come anywhere near the West Coast, I'm there.
Yeah.
Arizona, I was at the championship game. Almost got arrested. That's a long story. You know, when they play the Seahawks, right. I go there. It's an awful place.
But yeah, you're still Fugazi in the eyes of...
How does it make me Fugazi, though? Like, you can't help what you love.
No, because here's the thing, all right? Now, you're born and raised in Southern Cal. You're an L.A. guy?
Yeah, all the Lakers, Dodgers, Kings. Yeah. The only time I like outside of Cal is the Eagles.
All right, so here's why. If I'm living next to you in the Valley, right? Say you and I are neighbors. And we're both native Los Angeles.
Okay.
You're rooting for me to be miserable. Your own neighbor.
It's not that. You know what's out here more than anything is Cowboy fans.
Listen, I know that. That whole town's half Fergazi anyway. I go down out there a lot. So, I do the Fox thing. I'm out there all the time. Trust me. I know there is. I get that. But you get my point. My point is, you have to be, and you understand this, you bright guy. You got to be uniform.
You got to understand where we're coming from. Like, when your team leaves, what are you stuck with?
I know. You're under a separate category, too, because you were forsaken by the NFL.
Exactly.
So it does give you a free agent. Yeah, you know.
And now they come back. You know, it's like taking your ex back. You can't take them back.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? It's a great point. I agree with that. Listen, years ago they were talking about taking the Eagles away from Philadelphia. And had that happened, they were going to move to Arizona. Had that happened, I would have rooted for demise and death and destruction. So I feel you. I feel you. You're one of us, Dan.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, go Birds, Dan.
All right.
There you go. Oh, that's true. You take away the team, no good. Now, do you like cats?
As animals?
Yeah, are you a cat person?
I'm actually allergic to them now, but I used to like them when I was younger.
Mm. And you like the African wildcat?
Yeah, they're actually really cute.
You've seen them before?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
The exotic cats that people have as pets?
You're not allowed to, it's against the law.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
They're cute.
Well, people have...
I like cats.
Okay, what are you saying? Because I don't know anything about the cat world. Is that a thing?
It is a thing. Ben Simmons used to have one.
Really?
Yeah, I think his was legal, but there's 25 pounds. Yeah, there. Oh no,
that's what Zeke's dad's had.
Oh, so he had like a bobcat.
Yeah,
like a mountain lion.
He's getting 13 charges.
That's insane.
I don't know. I'm asking. Is that a thing? You like these sort of cats?
I would not have a mini lion as a pet.
All right.
On the text board,
what do we got?
Tyrone Johnson.
Oh yeah.
I have a cat, and I love the cat.
Ty loves cats.
That kind of makes sense. Because Ty is, he's like a cat personality.
Huh.
See, the cat is standoffish. It's a standoffish animal, right? And so the cat, you got to work hard for the cat to like you. And even when the cat likes you, think about it.
still wants to claw your eyes out.
Like if you want to, if you want the cat to come over, and the cat doesn't want to come over, you got no shot.
Yeah,
that's Tyrone.
Do you ever see?
I'm a dog, right?
Yeah,
easy, right? I'm a dog. You ask me to come over, even if I don't feel like coming, I'm not going to come over.
Do you ever see the Cat Diary versus the Dog Diary?
Yeah,
that one's funny.
Yeah, well, listen, the cat is a smarter animal. It's also a very like finicky animal.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Let's talk about the citrus, the salon. That's right. You're looking for gifts? I got gifts. I got ideas. Go to citrussalonspa.com and get yourself the incredible all-day, the all-day signature incredible escape for your wife, your girlfriend, the woman in your life. That's right. Citrus Salon and Day Spa in Bluebell. So it's the me time. So this is what they got. They and all kinds of stuff to make sure she's gets her stress out. You go visit there, Route 202 in Bluebell. Go see Josie and Anthony. They're the owners. You get, they'll tell you about all the packages they got. Amazing. I did all the packages. They got all the manicure, the pedicure, the hairs, the massage, facial. You got it. Everything you want. They got it for it. All the girls in your life. Beautiful, bright orange citrus signature bag. Give her a luxury spa treatment. Or go all out and create that perfect citrus unforgettable half-day escape. They got all the stocking stuffers, too. The candles, the bath and body soaps. They have the satin pillowcase. And then Nat probably likes that.
Love it.
You like the satin pillow?
Yeah,
you know what I'm
talking
about?
One.
You have one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I knew you would. You got to get it. Call Citrus Salon and Day Spa today to order your gift. 610-277-HAIR. That's 610-277-HAIR. Or you can order online, citrussalonspa.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, don't forget the holiday wheel coming up. We're going to call out a name. Then you'll have 10 minutes to call back. Hopefully it's you. You call back and you get to win the prize. Yesterday, we're 2 for 2. Gave away the triple yesterday. So let's see if we can go 3 for 3 today. Give away some good prizes.
I have a good feeling it's going to be a good prize today.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
I just have a feeling.
You got a vibe?
Yeah. It's holiday spirit.
I knew nothing about this cat culture.
Yeah, so a couple people have been tweeting in that it was a specific cat. It was a serval cat.
Yeah, VG says that too.
Which
serval
cat. It says on average, 26 pounds could go up to 40 pounds.
Yeah. My man Danny has one of these. It's a cat, a savannah cat. It's a cat crossbred with an Asian leopard cat.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah. What's it like? You know, Tony Montana had the little tiger. He looked like a tiger.
Like, you know, when my cat's hungry, he just meows.
Right.
If one of these cats gets hungry, he probably just rips your leg off.
Give me the other. See, you won't notice. I can't even answer the question. Somebody else will get it on Twitter. Give me the other gangster movie where a tiger, actually it was a...
The Hangover?
Actually not a tiger. It was another wild animal. In this case, it was a lion. Was given as a present. See, you won't get it. I don't think you saw the movie.
As a present?
Yes.
I probably didn't see it.
In fact,
I remember the line in Goodfellas.
The character thought he was getting whacked, but he was bestowed a gift. And the gift was a lion. And they fed the lion hamburgers. Fast food hamburgers.
That's a nice gift.
Yes. But you don't even know the movie.
No.
All right, let's get back to the phone lines. I can't wait. Robin's coming up. She's going to out her mother as a Cowboy fan.
Oh,
how about that? Are you kidding me? But first, Pete, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Pete,
what's up, cuz? How are you, brother?
How are you doing, Pete? What's happening, brother?
Listen, the Eagles beat the Redskins last week. What's the first thing I do? I get Eagles tickets for this weekend. My wife says to me, our family Christmas is this Sunday. My mom, everybody's going to be there. We have a moment where we just look at each other, tension. She goes, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to the game. No questions asked. Don't think twice about it.
That's the greatest. What are you going to do? I'm going to the game.
She goes, what are you going to do? I pause. I look at her. I said, I'm going to the game. I have no choice. I got to go.
I mean, why is it? Why are they doing Sunday?
Sunday. She has a grandmother who's a little older. They want to get the gifts out of the way for the kids.
Right.
The brother's off for the day.
Right.
They want the family together.
That's sorry. Fun.
Bring my gifts.
Sorry. Home. Sorry. We got the Eagles game. Come on, babe.
We got the bird.
What are you, crazy?
We're beating the Cowboys. We're winning the division.
That's it. That's it, Pete. That's good work by you. Who are you taking to the game?
Well, now I have an extra ticket. I don't know. I got two tickets. And now it's like, who do I take with me? Another guilty party is going to be with me on Sunday.
I love it. Do me a favor. Check in. I want to find out what happened, okay?
I'm going to check in with you on Monday.
Yeah, I like it. So is she talking to you or what, your wife?
Well, there's a little tension in the air.
Yeah.
You know,
what are you going to do?
It's not as warm as it should be.
Right. You know? Right. You know, every once in a while, I got to go through the cold period. It is what it is.
Hey.
You know?
We'll take it.
I like it, brother. Good work by you.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Petey. Go Birds.
You should bring Grandma.
Yeah. Yeah, but how about that? I love his. He didn't even hesitate. Out. Going to the game. Kevin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Yo, cuz, what's going on, man?
What's up, Kev?
Hey, look, man, I got the 10-game plan down at the Sixers thing, right? So I got two guys at the VA hospital. They veterans and everything. They love the Phillies, the Flyers, and the Sixers, but they're stinking Cowgirl fans. So I'm outing them. I got Warren Lingham from 16th and Susquehanna.
Hold on, Warren?
Warren Lingham.
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 Warren Lingham.
And then Chris Tressler, Trexler.
Don't ever trust the X. The Trexler.
Matter of fact, and me and Warren, we went to the Sacramento game, but I'm taking Chris this Friday to the Dallas Mavericks game. I'm sorry, Luka's hurt, but we're going to the game. He's all Sixers up. I said, but your Eagles stink, man. How do you do that?
Yeah, he should root for the Mavericks.
Yeah, you can't. Hey, this is what I've told Warren. I said, man, as though you from 16th in Susquehanna, I'm going to take you right up there when you got on that Dallas sweatsuit and park you right in your neighborhood and see how quick you get out of there. See if you get out of there with that sweatsuit on. I was going to rip one of them bulletin boards when you get off 95 coming up to the stadium and say, Warren Lingham. Cowboy fan from 16th and Susquehanna.
I love it. You didn't have to do that. That's why we out them today. That's why we publicly shame them today. Shame, shame.
Yes, Ed. Thank you so much.
I love you, Kev. You know that. Yes, that's where we're here to serve. We're here to serve. Hold tight on the Bring the Heat because I want to talk to some other people, and then we'll get to it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.